Episode 228, Mistakes Create Strength.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on
the radio. Happy day! How are you, beautiful ladies? It is time for Girl Time! Yes, I hope you're ready. You know what? This is really not going to be a long one. I really want to leave you with just some food for thought, some inspiration, and maybe motivation to take a different look at an area, well, that we all don't like to really talk about. Mistakes. Failures. Yeah, that's like the big shh word, right? We don't want to talk about it. But today, ladies, we're going to talk a little bit about it. But you know what? I just want you to know that I am thinking about you. And no matter where you are in your journey of life, know that there is something bigger and better around the corner. Why? Because the best is yet to come. You're here to amplify your life. You're here to train for life and love the journey that you're on. Now, that journey isn't always a great journey, is it? Sometimes we hit some major, deep, dark valleys. And those deep, dark valleys end up with what? Mistakes. And it's real simple. In fact, probably easier than eating, seriously, because we get stuck in a rut. We make a mistake and we're like, well, okay, I'm just going to simmer here for a little bit. It's so much easier than fighting it or trying to do better. But you know what? Mistakes create strength. Instead of looking at your mistakes as oopsies or gosh, I should have, or gosh, you're so stupid. How many times do you tell yourself that over and over again? No. Think of it as that mistakes create strength. Why? Because mistakes show you what you need to learn, how you need to grow, because we all are learning. I need to learn and grow in areas. You need to. You have different strengths than I do, vice versa. We all have different weaknesses. But the thing is, how do we move from where we are to where we want to be? And part of that is our mindset. Mistakes create strength. It's not a stopping point. Yet we kind of get on the hilltop of a mistake and we find ourselves stuck there. And not necessarily stuck in a rut because that's more of a habit, but we're stuck in the mistake. And it's kind of easy to be there. Why? Because, well, we're really good at it. Why? Well, because we are humans and we are sinful creatures and we make mistakes. Mistakes happen every single day. There's things that you say, there's the actions that you do. There's decisions that you make that you wish you could take back, but sometimes, whoop, you can't. But what you can do is absolutely positively recognize that mistakes create strength. It's not a dead-end zone. You know when you're driving in the car and it says dead end? I love the road signs because it'd be so much easier if we just had a road map of our life. If God could just plant the sign that says, nope, turn left here. Nope, don't go there because you're going to hit major quicksand. If you turn left, though, it is going to be full of rainbows and butterflies. Well, that's not how it works, is it? However, though, mistakes create strength. We can take those mountaintop mistakes when we're way down the valleys, yet we're still on a mountaintop with those mistakes. We can take those and they can become our strength. We can grow from them. We can learn from them. It literally can propel us forward. And actually, sometimes it gets you farther than where you thought you would have been had you not made that mistake. Got it? Yeah. So don't think of your failures as something that's holding you back. Think of your mistakes as, well, I need to learn from this. What can I gain from this? And that is your question of the day. To ask yourself simply that, what can I gain from this? Where can I go from where I am now to where I want to be? Yes, I made this mistake, but well, what is there to gain from it? Because guess what? The glass is either half full or it's half empty. How are you looking at it? Mistakes create strength. It was interesting that this whole idea came from a Chinese fortune cookie. Who would have thought? Who would have thought the mistakes show us what we need to learn? And it was in a little fortune cookie. We got that at dinner one night. Well, as I was reading through an email from our principal at our high school here, I noticed the whole talk about the new parking lot. And I mentioned to you about road signs. And on our journey, wouldn't it be nice if God would just place kind of road signs and have a road map as to where we were supposed to go within our life? Well, here at the high school, they are changing everything up. They're changing the way, how you actually park. They're on an angle now. They used to be straight in. And they're having one way in and one way out. And in fact, guess what? Parents cannot even go into the student parking anymore. They have to go to another area to drop off and pick up. You see, the reason for that is for number one, safety. Why? Well, because a few mistakes have happened in that lot. Maybe a little too many. But the interesting thing is, the mistakes continue to happen. However, as they repeated and different things shifted, it brought what to the school system? It brought awareness. You see, mistakes create strength. It brought awareness that the old parking plan didn't work. So they had to go back to the drawing board. Now, I tell you this because this is a brand spanking new school. You would have thought they had it all right from the very beginning. They already had a high school. They already tried. You know, they already had their trial and error time. They should have been able to move into this school with absolutely positively no errors whatsoever. But even doing that with the same administration, they still made mistakes. Well, guess what? Mistakes create strength. So now they've come up, because they're more aware, they've come up with a better plan. And so as we kick off our new school year, all the high school students are going to have to learn a new parking. They're going to have a one-way in and a one-way out. They're going to see do not enter signs. They're going to have different signage throughout. Even the parents are going to have to pay attention. Mistakes create strength. Don't let your failures be setbacks, okay? Let them be, basically, kind of think of it as the ball in a racquetball court. You know when you throw a ball in a racquetball court? If you've never been there, this is what happens, right? You hit it against one wall, and then what? It comes at you like wildfire and bounces, and it bounces off the side walls or the back walls. It bounces everywhere. Allow your mistakes, allow your failures to create strength. Be that ball on the racquetball court that allows you to bounce you. It propels you always what? Forward or sideways. You are going in some direction, which means that's so much better than standing still, right? So today, I want you to change your mindset. Today, I want you to ask the question, what can I gain from this? Mistakes create strength. Don't hesitate to know that, you know what? If you were perfect, life would really be boring. I mean, truly, it would be. We'd have nothing to work on. Or there would be no way we could better who we were. And really, is that kind of the life that you want? No. Why? Because we were created to constantly learn. We are learning beings. So go out and make today a learning day. Mistakes create strength. And you, by all means, sister, you are stronger than any mistake you've ever made. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.